single family rent growth just hit a low 15-year, lowest in 15 years. That's actually good news. What I'm going to talk about is why this news is going to roll over to our inflation numbers and help out quite a bit. And then we're also going to talk about the earnings report. Blackstone came in with their earnings this morning. They blew away the numbers. I just watched the analyst call, and I got to share some information for you. So without further ado, folks, let's go over and try to figure out with today's news, what in the heck's going to go on those and the whys behind it. So the breaking news we have right now is single family rents grow the lowest in 15 years. This is fantastic news. And if you look at that, a lot of people are going to say, okay, with the glass half empty, I told you the housing market's terrible. But what this is doing is it's helping drive down inflation. Why? This makes up 36%. 36% of our inflation numbers come from the housing data. So if the housing data is dropping, that means inflation's going to drop. How about oil? We watch oil every day as well. With oil prices down at the lowest level we've seen in a long, long time, you're going to see pressures on the inflation numbers drying down as well. But then let's get over to Blackstone. Blackstone, I just watched their earnings call. They just blew it away. Let's look over here. They had earnings call this morning. We're going to go up through here. On the revenue, they beat by 6%. Earnings per share, 25%. And they were like, everything's clicking on all ends. Yes, it's a little tight right now. Inflation scares are there. The government shut down. But overall, the economy doesn't look all that bad in their view. Okay, so let's take a view on the Federal Reserve. So for the Federal Reserve, let's go to the economic calendar because we have the Federal Reserve. In 6 days, they're going to come out and tell us what they're going to do. I can tell you what they're going to do. So let's scroll down through here, and the probabilities are 99% chance they're going to cut. So have you taken advantage of these rates yet? If you haven't, and you're a homeowner, go over to my website real quick, and then we'll get back to the news. If you're a homeowner right now and you're like, Dan, I don't know if any of this makes sense to refinance, what the costs are, anything, do me a favor. You can even give us a call, ask me a question, or use this right here. This is a RateWatch tool that we actually just created, RateWatch 2.0. What it allows you to do is plug in your mortgage information and then let me know what rate you'd want me to reach out to you to go over the numbers. So let's say you're at 7% and you're like, Dan, when these things hit 6, reach out to me. I'd love to go over the numbers and see if it makes sense. So fill out the RateWatch tool and you can do just that. Put the burden on me to try to find that lowest rate for you. But if we go over to the economic calendar, like I was saying, there's really nothing coming out. Okay, so we have to extract all the data that we can through the financial news that we have. And so far today with earnings looking pretty darn good, and with the inflation numbers, especially like this, that means inflation's going to be coming down. So let's go over and what do you do if you're looking to buy a house into this market? Well, let me give some expectations. So here's what I would do. First thing I would do is go back to my website, and right through here, I'd call or schedule a consultation with me or Alan. We've been doing this for over 30 years. We'd love to help you navigate through this path. The good news is we're all licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So no matter where out there in the country you live or you're looking to buy, we can help you. So let's get back to the economic calendar. Here's what the problem is right now. We have a black hole. We don't know any of this data. We do have Fed officials coming out and just reiterating the same thing. We don't have any data. We don't know what's going to go on. So what are they going to do when it comes to the next meeting? Well, I just showed you that they're going to cut. And I think cuts are coming down the pike in droves, possibly. As long as the data, the inflation data that we're hopefully predicting on this, is going to stay stagnant or maybe even drop because of oil, that might help the equation. So we're expecting a rate cut from the Federal Reserve at this meeting in 6 days. We're also expecting a rate cut at the December meeting. That means two rate cuts this year that hopefully will drive down rates. But you guys know what happened last September and the September before. Federal Reserve cut rates in both times. Rates were pretty much right through here, right around the 6.2 range, and then they jumped up to 7%. I don't think that's going to happen this time, but make sure you protect yourself when it comes to if you're a homeowner, trying to make your home payment a little more affordable with this right through here. So let's get to one more piece of the puzzle that I want to go over is where I expect rates to go if you're looking to build or you're looking to buy, and you're really not looking to buy until maybe Q1 of next year. I think we're going to have some good news for you. I don't think we're going to see rates spike up back to 7%. My expectations for this quarter and Q1 of next year, this gives you some guidance out there for home buyers and home builders. I'm looking at a range of about 5.99 to 6.3. Okay, that's a little bit of a bigger range than I usually have. I don't think we're going to get backed up to the 6.5%. I could be wrong. There could be a tweet. There could be just a news event that happens that pushes this all up. But I want to go over a special event that we have today. Today, I have a live event that I'm going to go over and answer that question for you guys. Are these things going to get back to 4%? Should you wait? You might be a little bit surprised. So join me at 2 o'clock for our special event. When are rates going to get back to 4%, or are they going to ever get back to 4%? So join me today at 2 o'clock. But my expectations going forward is we're going to be in a little bit of a tight range. I don't see any spikes in rates coming down the pike, but I could be wrong. So make sure you protect yourself in. And if you want to schedule a consultation with us just to help assure your decisions are kind of what we would do, just give us a call or schedule a consultation. So, but make sure you join me at 2 o'clock today. I'm going to explain that adage. Let's go down through here. The resources, I already posted it, folks, right down through here. When do rates get back to 4%? Check it out. Join me at 2 o'clock. I'll see you then, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. I'll see you at 2 o'clock to figure out when's rates getting to 4%.